Hi, my name is Teresa Anderson, and I'm your spiritual guide. In a few moments, I will lead you through a guided meditation and visualization. In order to prepare you for this guided meditation and visualization, make sure that you're not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You will want to find a space where you know that you will not be interrupted for the next 15 minutes or so. Turn off any cell phones or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and to trust yourself, especially if you receive anything like impressions or hunches or new perceptions about something. Know too that it's also okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. Things may bubble up after the visualization, and I encourage you to be curious and open as they do. Once you're in a relaxing space, make yourself comfortable. For example, you can lay down or sit up. You just don't want to fall asleep. And I invite you now to close your eyes and listen to my voice and begin breathing in and out. There's no special way to breathe. Just breathe. And notice as you are breathing, you are becoming more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration. You can make notes after the experience if you would like. If you haven't already done so, now close your eyes. You find yourself driving down the highway in a cherry red convertible sports car. The car is powerful and responsive, and the seat surrounds you and supports you perfectly. It feels like spring, and you are enjoying feeling the sun on your face and seeing the great assortment of blossoming fruit trees. You notice that some of the blossoms are light pink in color and some are white. There's also a deep fragrance from some of the blossoms. You next exit onto a country road. There's no need for speed here, as you are really able to slow down and enjoy the scenery along your journey. Next, you see some billboards coming up on the right side of the road. They are large and distinct, yet you want to see what is on them in more detail, so you pull the car over and park. Then you realize that on the first billboard, there's a specific message from someone in your life, directed specifically at you. The message starts off with, "I want you to really understand and know this about me, so please listen and hear me." Then the image of the person on the billboard talks to you for a few moments while you listen. After you have taken a few moments to reflect, you are directed to walk over to the next billboard. You walk over to the next billboard, and you are a bit surprised perhaps to see that it is a billboard with a very good current picture of you on it. You are smiling, and the billboard of you reads, "If you got to know me more deeply, you would love this about me." You wonder what aspects of you that you haven't explored yet, and you wonder what part of your own nature is inviting you to come forward now in your life. You ponder this for a few moments. Then you move on to the next billboard, where you see a slightly older version of yourself that you think is like 5 years or so into the future. This older, wiser version of yourself has a specific message for you. What is one thing that you want to change about your daily habits that would bring you more into balance or help you to feel better in some aspect in your daily life? What is one small thing you could easily do and be consistent with? You reflect upon this for a moment, and you move on to the next billboard. At this billboard, you find there is a quote of inspiration by writer Mark Nepo, and it reads, "Beneath what I try to see is all I need." You ponder this for a moment, and you make your way back to the car. And as you prepare to drive away, you notice that the car radio starts to scan automatically and finds an inspirational radio channel for you. The radio announcer says that his name is Romeo, and that each of us has the ability to become more aware of what we are listening to in our daily interactions with others. There is so much to pick up on, especially when you start noticing things such as tone of voice. There is a distinct tone of voice that people can bring into an interaction, for example. And how do we come across to others? Is there a way in which we can become more conscious and aware of what we are saying or intending to say, and to do that with more clarity and evenness in tone related to listening and hearing? Romeo switches the radio station again, and it stops on a goal-setting radio station. Can you see yourself as being in the driver's seat in your life currently? And if you felt you were in charge of your life and your choices, what are one or two goals that come to mind for you? Romeo reminds you that each of us have our own interior GPS systems, global positioning systems, that are built within each of us. You have intuitive hits that occur when something feels right and when things feel off or not so right. You can learn to cultivate more self-awareness by paying attention to your own interior gut reactions to things. You can start by paying attention to your gut reactions and being curious about how they feel in different situations, for example. Now you find that you are at a beautiful lodge and you're pulling into the front area and you're met by a vehicle valet and he hands you a package. And you see that is a replica picture of you that was on the billboard. Your picture on the box starts to talk to you. Within this box, you're told, is an item that is important to you that will help you to remember what is part of your true nature. You open the box and see a mini version of yourself and with a specific item from your past. And you see a younger version of yourself doing an activity that brought you pleasure and happiness previously. You take the box with you, and the valet is now going to show you three cabins as part of this lodge. You are taken to a grouping of three cabins. These cabins are called the Outlook Cabins, as they offer ways in which to engage in preparing for your future. Each cabin has its own unique focus and vibe. You are given an opportunity to experience each room, and you are invited to turn the doorknob and enter each room one at a time, to see which room you want to immerse yourself more fully in. You notice that the doorknob is that of a lion's head on door number one. As you turn this majestic knob and enter the room, you find the lion's energy is very palatable as you enter. For on the deep golden curtains are many lions in many forms of motion. You sit down on a throne-like chair that has a very distinct, powerful feel. It is the courage chair. When facing any difficult or frustrating time in your life, what is the courage that you can tap into to navigate these times? The arms of the chair slightly vibrate, and you hear a lion-like voice tell you that the energy of courage is available to you, and you can call it in during times when you may need some courage by remembering this chair and the fact that you sat upon it. You thank the lion energy of this room, and you move on to the next cabin, which is cabin number two. You notice that the doorknob of door number two has a dolphin image, and as you enter into the room, you hear a distinct sound, and that is the sound of dolphins communicating with one another. They have a unique way of communicating with each other, and they do it effectively even through water. And the result of their efforts with each other is clear, concise communication. There is a sense, as you look down at the flooring, that the dolphins seem to be swimming below you somehow, and they are happy that you are with them in the spirit of open communication. You notice there is a seashell that is large and shaped like a hearing vessel on the table beside you, and you pick it up. You hold it to your ear, and then you hear this message coming through. It is inviting you to open up your faculties of hearing to be heard by others more accurately, and that you will also be able to listen to others more consciously and effectively. As you prepare to say goodbye to this room, you thank the dolphin energies that reflect communication. And now you move to door number 3. You notice that the doorknob on door number 3 is that of a whimsical monkey. As you enter into this room, there are images of monkeys throughout the room. The wallpaper has images of monkeys that are very playful, and you can see that they are, well, just monkeying around. Some of them have huge, playful grins. You may realize you want to become more playful and experience more laughter or humor in some area in your life once you leave this place. You thank the monkey energy and you leave this room and are met by the valet. He says that your car is ready for you, but before you go, you're asked to look down into your jacket pocket, where you find a small likeness of one of the animals that most resonated with you from one of the 3 rooms you were just in. The valet says you can take this likeness with you, and as you leave this space, it will remind you of where you have been and where you might want to explore further in the future. Know too that you can come back here anytime. And as you say goodbye, you thank the billboards, you thank the animal energies and Romeo for being with you and helping you to explore this space in time. Take a few moments now to relax, and when you're ready, you can start to wiggle your toes and your fingers. And when it feels right, you can find your way back into a seated position. And you can take some time now to write notes or journal if you would like. I would like to thank you so much for spending some of your time with me. And until next time, I wish you well.